Welcome back to the Power of Healthy Habits podcast. The last episode of the podcast provided details about my mental health journey, but it did not provide any details about the mental health habit that I have applied for this study done through the Oak Ridge Institute for Science and Education. I will be the first to admit that I have many bad habits that negatively impact my mental health. So for this experiment, I wanted to pick a mental health habit that supplements a negative habit that is at work in my life. I also wanted to make sure that the habit was practical, applicable, and measurable for college students and young adults of our generation. One of these habits that I have that is detrimental to my mental health is watching TV before bed, in bed, and while I sleep. We have all heard about the research studies claiming that this affects your sleep and your mental health, and not in a good way. Studies have shown correlation between watching television in bed and insomnia and mental health disease. This is not only for college students and young adults, but for toddler-age individuals all the way up to the elderly. This impacts individuals of every age. Evidence of this information can be found in my supporting document. One TV show before bed eventually turns into 2, 3, 4, and before you know it, you've watched a whole season of your favorite show. And then you've gotten little to no sleep. So for my mental health study, I decided to stop watching TV before going to bed, in bed, and leaving the TV on while I sleep. First, I wanted to find out the effect the habit was having on my mental health by measuring the amount of sleep that I got each night while still watching TV, before, in, and during bed. By using a sleep tracker, I did this, and I measured my mood and level of anxiousness and depression for each day. I measured this data for the first set of 21 days to see the effect that the good mental health habit had by comparing it to my old bad mental health habit. This portion of the study can be thought of as a sort of control group. Next, I measured the amount of sleep that I got and the level of depression and anxiousness when not watching TV before, in, and during bedtime. Not only did I track my amount of sleep, but my mood, the number of nighttime wake-ups, and if I took a nap or not during the following day for both sets of data. To measure the amount of sleep that I got during the night, I used the app Sleep Cycle. Now that the methods have been laid out, tune in to the next episode of The Power of Healthy Habits to find out the results of my studies.